Lesson 3, contractions. In spoken English, we can contract or shorten parts of verbs. These verb parts are called auxiliary verbs or helping verbs. They are forms of the verb to be, to have, and to do, and modal verbs like can, could, shall, should, will, would, etc. Contractions are formed by leaving out certain sounds, and we show this in writing by using an apostrophe. For example, the contracted form of we are is we're. I would, I'd. She will, she'll. When we use contractions, we must remember that they are pronounced very softly and smoothly. There is no pause between the contracted form and the following word. If we pause, then we will put in an extra sound. For example, I'd paid my fees. This isn't English. We should say, I'd paid my fees. I'd paid my fees. Be careful not to leave off the contracted form, because this can lead to misunderstandings, as in the following dialogue.
We stay in International House.
Oh, is it nice living there?
Well, we haven't moved in yet.
Oh, you mean you're going to move in?
Yes, next week.
In this conversation, the speaker should have said, "We'll." We'll stay in International House. Then the listener would have known that they weren't already living there. Now let's practice the contractions in the following dialogue. Annette has just met her friend Mark after a long time. Repeat after me. First of all, we'll say the contractions by themselves and then in a word group. Isn't. Isn't. If it isn't Annette. If it isn't Annette. Couldn't. Couldn't. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Can't. Can't. Can't take this humidity, though. Can't take this humidity, though. It's. It's awful. It's awful. Isn't. Isn't. Isn't it? Isn't it? It's awful, isn't it? It's awful, isn't it? How's. How's. How's Brian? He's. He's. He's much better now. He's much better now. He's back at work. He's back at work. That's. That's. That's great. That's great. Haven't. Haven't. I haven't seen her myself. I haven't seen her myself. I'm. I'm. I'm not sure if it's true. I'm not sure if it's true. She'd. She'd. She'd split up with her husband. She'd split up with her husband. I'd never have expected it. I'd never have expected it. That's. That's what I thought. Now, listen to the dialogue in natural spoken English and see if you can underline the weak forms as well.
Well, it isn't Anne. How are you?
Oh, fine. Can be better. How about you?
Well, not too bad, considering. I can't take this humidity, though.
No, it's awful, isn't it?
How's Brian these days?
No, he's much better now.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's great.
Did you hear about Julie?
No? What happened?
Well, I haven't seen her myself for about 3 months, so I'm not sure if it's true. But David told me that she'd split up with her husband.
No? Really? Oh, I never really expected it. Oh, they seem to be getting on really well.
I know. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, you can never tell, can you?
Now, see if you identified all the weak forms. Let's practice the dialogue. If it isn't, Annette. How are you? Couldn't be better. How about you? It's awful, isn't it? It's awful, isn't it? He's much better now. He's back at work. Oh, he's much better now. He's back at work. That's great. Did you hear about Julie? Did you hear about Julie? I haven't seen her myself. For about 3 months. I haven't seen her myself for about 3 months. David told me that she'd split up. With her husband. David told me that she'd split up with her husband. I'd never have expected it. They seemed to be getting on really well. That's what I thought. You can never tell. You can never tell, can you? Now it's time to go on to the next lesson.